News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
If you were listening to Joe Lynham a couple of minutes ago, you will have heard him talking about the significant impact in energy prices. And of course, that has raised questions here as to what, if anything, the government should be doing to alleviate some of those pressures on people. Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers has played down the prospect of an immediate cost of living support, warning of what he describes as an extremely volatile, uncertain and unpredictable situation, and saying the government won't act in the short term. In a second, we'll be hearing from Louisa Riley, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal West. But first with us is Fianna Fáil TD for Galway West, John Connolly. John, surely if people are feeling the immediate and volatile impact in their pockets, you act quickly.
Well, I think the government are not without having acted. As soon as last Monday, I think it was, the Taoiseach met with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, asked them to examine the industry and the sector in terms of any unusual or unfair pricing practice. Minister O'Brien has also asked the CRU, the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, to monitor what is happening, to investigate what is happening. And we also see that tomorrow, Minister Burke is also meeting with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. So to say that the government haven't acted is unfair.
But strongly worded letters don't pay for home heating oil.
Well, it's more than letters. I think tomorrow, Minister Burke is meeting with them, and I would encourage the public as well to make sure that they make the Competition and Consumer Protection Association aware if they feel that they have been the victim of any price, unfair price pricing or unfair price increase. The government are taking action. They are asking and using the levers that are within legislation to try and monitor the situation. I think it is important to say, though, I agree with Minister Chambers, this is an unpredictable, it's volatile. We would hope that some of the warring parties would see their senses over coming days, and that maybe stability might be brought back to the Middle East region.
I'd say there is a limited chance of that, judging on what we're seeing thus far. Louisa Riley is with us, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal West. Louise, the Minister, Jack Chambers, and John Connolly making clear that action is being taken within the frameworks of what is practicable and possible.
Of course, that's absolute nonsense, because it is within the government's gift to do a number of things. But let's just start with the real basics, Anton. So any kind of decent government that would have 320,000 people in energy arrears, and that's before this latest massive price increase, would at the very least simply not make things worse. But John will be able to tell you the exact date. But in the coming weeks, they're going to put more carbon taxes on top of people. So that's people who are already behind with their bills. People are worrying about heating their homes. People who are already struggling. The government are going to make it worse. So the government could just start with the basics, Anton, not make it worse. But they have chosen not to do that. They are ignoring the fact that that there is profiteering going on. And we well know when they have cosy little chats, be it with energy providers or with large supermarkets, etc. Nothing happens. This happened before. Neil Richmond called all of the supermarkets in, and he was going to talk really tough with them, and he was going to get the divil and all done a couple of years ago. And what happened? Jesus, prices went up. I mean, you'd nearly hope if the meetings result in higher prices that they possibly don't have them at this stage, Anton.
Well, but let me put that to John Connolly then.
Can I just put the human face of this to the government rep there? You know, you are talking about people who now cannot afford, because the price of home heating oil has doubled, who cannot afford to fill their heating oil tank and can't heat their homes. They need an emergency intervention. They need the energy credits. The government were quick to dole them out in the run-up to the election.
John Connolly, let me bring you in on those two points from Louise. The first being the carbon tax, and should it be held off, because it is obviously going to increase the burden on people who are paying for fuels. And secondly, that thing of people incapable of paying their home heating oil, some kind of emergency support.
Well, Louise didn't advise people that from next week, families who receive the family working family payment will now be entitled to the fuel loans. That'll be an extra €38 a week for those families. It will be backdated to January. Also, I mean, the opposition have never acknowledged that in the last budget, the government increased all core social welfare payments by €10 and increased the fuel allowance by €5. So that was a €15 a weekly increase for families on core social welfare payments. We also increased the allowance for people who have dependent children, also in receipt of social welfare payments. So, and the government also reduced the VAT to 9%. So actions have been taken, and any inference that they haven't is just belied by those facts. On the carbon tax, Anton, we have to acknowledge that the carbon tax is a measure that helps to provide for families. It helps to pay for retrofitting grants. It helps to pay for acres grants for farmers. All the money is reinvested in families and communities.
Well, that doesn't help if you're the one whose pocket it's coming from, does it?
No, but if you have the ability, which you should have now with the increased SEAI grants, I mean, I think there's over 500 million euro of SEAI grants will be given out this year for families to retrofit their homes, increase insulation, that will reduce energy bills.
John, thank you. John Connolly, Fianna Fáil TD for Galway West, and before John, Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal West, and Sinn Féin spokesperson on social wealth.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.